Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With 2-1-3.
So I hooks a left on 2-1.
And Lewis.
Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I'm stuck.
Is it Ryan Swerve? Straight hit the curb.
You know everybody in their car driving around right now, they're on Wisconsin Avenue, they're on Central Ave, they're on Route 50 in VA, just vibing to Regulator. Just an elite, elite song.
Yeah.
The Gov may not be calling until 35, Jeff. So this break schedule might get awfully screwy. Let's just be prepared for that. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is going to be joining us in just a moment. For all of everybody listening on the radio, shout out to you. Everybody listening, you know what's weird? Is we can almost like talk to ourselves in the future because a lot of people just listen to the show later on a podcast. So like you and I are speaking live at 12:30 on Friday afternoon, but somebody's going to listen to this at 4 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah.
Kind of odd, right?
Not really.
Time travel.
They know.
Flux capacitor.
They know what's happening.
What is happening right now, Dan Quinn addressing the media out in Ashburn. The big news from Ashburn is obviously that Jaden Daniels does not need surgery. We'll see if he ends up coming back, and I think it's okay if he does come back. I think it's okay if they don't. I think there's adults in the room making decisions, and that's what's most important.
That's what you want.
You know what's interesting is Dan Quinn opened his remarks expressing his condolences for everybody in Dallas involved with the real tragic passing of a young defensive player that took his own life. And yeah. I got a text this morning from a buddy of mine that is an NFL agent. And I'm going to try to get him to join us next week to maybe talk through some of this stuff. But if you're out there, wherever you are and you're struggling, man, there's a lot of people that can talk.
Talk to people, man. Yeah. And let's get to the point. And I'm going to say this. Men, take care of each other. Women, just because the man is sensitive and has, it don't mean he's soft. So show some level of support. Too many times guys get shamed because they have feelings. And nothing wrong with having feelings as a man.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. All right, I believe we're getting the governor of the great state of Maryland to join us in just a moment here. Gov making five picks as he does every week. We have identified the picks for the governor. Here he is, Mr. Wes Moore. Gov, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
We good, brother.
We are good, dude. We are good.
Oh, excellent. We got some good football.
Yeah. Should be some good games this weekend. Gov, if I may, I don't know how crunch your time is, but we're good on our end. The Jaden Daniels situation, I know you were maybe going to be at the game against the Seahawks. Were you there when Jaden got hurt? It was a real take-your-breath-away moment.
You know, it's wild. I was actually I was there for the game. I had just left. And when, you know, because, you know, the game was out of reach at that point, which is, by the way, a whole nother conversation. And I know that, I love Quinn. I really do. And I know he has taken full responsibility for it. He should have taken full responsibility for it. But, you know, when I left, he should not have been in the game.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that play happened probably about 5-7 minutes after I left. And so I actually was watching it from the vehicle because I just, you know, I have all my apps downloaded, so I'm watching it. And I remember when I first saw it, it was just one of these things where your just mouth just drops. And you're like, oh, my gosh, man, like your arm's not supposed to do that.
Yes.
And so gross. We knew that was just that was going to be a very, very bad night.
Yep.
All right, Gov, real quick, before we get to the games, we got a full slate of games for you to pick. Our very own Jeff Walker wanted to ask you a question.
Of course.
Now, it wasn't really a question. I was walking past your suite at the game, and I was like, yo, is the Gov in there? They were like, no, they gave me a stern face. But I had already known that you had arrived. I knew you were there. So I'm like, yo.
Yeah, and
when you see the Gov.
I kept walking. Jeff was trying to go talk. I'm not dealing with it.
Then I told him, I was like, yo, when you see the Gov, tell him Jeff Walker from his Friday calls said, what's up?
I think those gentlemen were doing their job.
Through. You should have come through.
Nah, Gov, they gave me this look, like, stop talking, so I just kept it moving.
Next time we'll try to coordinate better so Jeff can come visit.
That's right, man. Any time, man. We outside. Come on through.
All right, Governor, are you ready to make some picks, sir?
I am sure enough ready.
Okay. Let's start with your boys. Ravens all of a sudden playing some good football, traveling to Minnesota. The Vikings just had a big win over the Lions. That's a tough game for Baltimore, but they need them all if they're climbing back in the playoff race. What do you think, Ravens Vikings?
Yeah, I mean they are, and I think the Ravens win. I'm cautious on, you know, everybody getting hyped up because this happens every year with us, where it's like we start off slow and people are like, don't know what's happening with the Ravens, don't think they're that great, and then we go on this run, and then everyone's like, oh, the Ravens are this, and then we get disappointed in the playoffs, and so I think the Ravens are in a very good position. To win, because I think as we get healthier, it just continues to remind people that we probably have, we have the best roster in the NFL, period and full stop. The question always is, can we stay healthy and can we stay focused? And I think if we do that, we're going to be just fine. I think the Vikings are a deeply inconsistent team, both in terms of their, not just in terms of record, but in terms of their play. And so I feel good that we're going to go ahead and take care of business on the road on this one.
All right. That would be certainly a big, big win for Baltimore. That would get them to 4-5, and Pittsburgh might start puckering up a little bit if Baltimore just keeps climbing back on them.
Well, no, and honestly, and I think that's, and I think they should, because listen, I mean, and also it's going to matter because the Vikings, after what they did against the Lions last week, I like, the Vikings are a good team, and when they are playing well, and I think all the Ravens are hoping for is that as we get into December football, are we in striking position, particularly after you start, you know, like freaking 1-5. If you're in striking position going into December football and going against your division rivals, you're in really good shape. And so I think we're in a good position to do it. But again, I'm being cautiously optimistic right now.
All right.
So next game, we got the 49ers taking on the Rams. Rams have a problem with the 49ers. How you see it going?
Yeah, you know, this one's going to be interesting because a game like this, I think a lot about home field advantage. The only thing I'll say about it is, you know, Rams and Niners, it's kind of an even steal on that one, only simply because they're both California teams. And the last time they played, it looked like a home game for the Rams. There are a few reasons why I give the Rams the advantage, on this one. Nacua's back. I think that's a very big deal. And also, I think that when you're thinking about the Niners, they have just been so hit by injury bugs that even when people come back, it takes a little bit of time. for people to get reintegrated. And I think that they have not shown a measure of consistency that actually I do put a lot on injuries and the inability to kind of work through those. So I think the Rams go on the, you know, go on the road and pull this one off in this battle of Cali.
Yeah, that's a big game too, man. My Super Bowl pick is Bills Rams. So we'll see if that gets home.
I don't think either one of those are going to be right, but we can talk about that another time.
I won't ask for your Super Bowl pick, but let me say, do you still have a team that wears purple in there?
I sure do.
I bet. The upstart New England Patriots traveling down to Tampa to face a Todd Bowles defense that has always been very good at confusing young quarterbacks. This should be a juicy game, New England versus the Buccaneers.
It's actually wild. Like I would have never expected for one of the most interesting stories in the NFL right now to be the New England Patriots. Like, they are fascinating. And have y'all watched them play?
Yeah, they look good. Man.
They are like running all over the field. Like, they are playing really good football. And I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to explain it. I can't. Because this is just not a team that looks familiar than what we've seen before. So the thing that does get me on this is, you know, I think there is a certain measure of home field advantage that you have to give folks. The only thing is, this Bucs team is just, it's pretty banged up, and they're not going to be on full throttle right now. I don't think we're going to see Bucky Irving out there, which is a major loss for the Bucs. And so for that reason, and for the fact that I think that the Patriots actually think they're a winner now, and I think there's a certain psychology that does come with that, I think Drake May is actually balling. And so I think the Patriots go on the road and pull this one off. But they're one of the most interesting stories in the NFL right now.
They really are. And you get a coach like Mike Vrabel and his level of experience and tenacity, it's interesting how quick something can turn around.
That's right.
We got
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Another big one, man. Green Bay lost last week to Carolina, certainly unexpected. Now they're hosting Philly in Lambeau. Packers-Eagles, a lot of people thought this could be an NFC title game. What do you think of this one?
Yo, that one game last week against the Panthers was wild. Because, you know, again, you talk about a team that just didn't look familiar. The Packers did not look familiar. I'm trying to understand – Was that a sign of something? Because actually, I think the Packers are truly one of the most talented teams in the NFL. The only thing is that they also, you know, when you look at Kraft being out is really a pretty huge loss. I mean, like,
he's
one of the top tight ends in the NFL right now. I still think the Eagles are a very good team. I do not think the Eagles are a great team, but I think the Eagles they play smash mouth football, and I think they manage to stay healthy, and they are good enough to keep on staying competitive, in the conference. And so, I go with the Eagles on this one. Because I just feel like they're a more consistent team, and I don't know what I saw last week against the Panthers. I need to see something different to think that that was just an anomaly.
There you go. All right, last one, and this one, I don't know what the heck's going to happen after these last few weeks. Washington with Marcus Mariota at the helm hosting Detroit. Everybody knows what happened last time these two teams played. The Commanders pulled off a major upset, but they also had Jaden Daniels at the peak of his superpowers in that game.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good about this one, guys. Yeah. This one's going to be tough because also it's there's something psychological about what happened at the end of last game. That it's not just watching. It's not just you've lost your starting quarterback, and we're not even still really sore for how long. There's a psychological hit that plays to that. And you know, I can tell you, I mean, I was a little bit when I looked at some of the decisions that is made. Like for example, like I'm not sure why we didn't see these guys sell some of their old talent after the deadline. Because I really thought it was a missed opportunity where you got a chance to just load up for next season when I think you're probably going to see. Hopefully, you're going to we don't know when Jane is going to be back, but right. I think the best estimation is that we're probably going to see his next best football next season. I think there was a chance to be able to find some trades for folks like Wagner and Von Miller and folks like that. I think it was a missed opportunity. The fact that we didn't make some trades on those folks before then, but it is what it is. I just have a really difficult time thinking that the Commanders can get over the psychological hit of what the end of last game really played for that locker room and everything else. So, again, I have my issues with the Lions. They're another one who just they choose when they want to show up, but I think that they'll show up enough to be able to handle business and I think what is it going to be a pretty psychologically hit team for the Commanders right now.
I agree with you. I mean, just a massive amount of injuries, and then when your star quarterback gets one too, that's why they play the games. We'll see what happens. All right, Gov, I got you with that's the fun. Ravens, Rams, Patriots, Eagles, Lions.
There you go.
Have a wonderful weekend, sir.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I'm going to see y'all Sunday.
Okay, right, great. We'll see you there.
All right, guys.
All right. That's Maryland Governor Wes Moore with his weekly picks. He's been hot lately, too. Ravens, Rams, Pats, Eagles, Lions. Yeah, nobody go anywhere. Dan Miller joins us at 1 o'clock, and Jeff's got a hype song next.
Uh-oh.
All right, guys, you've heard me talk about everything going on at my house, but I got to tell you, we had a breakthrough yesterday, and we had a breakthrough thanks to the great people at Better Services. We finally got our appliances back. That's right, your boy's got a microwave. My wife got a new oven that has two ovens. I don't even know what that means, B, but the people at Better gave Lauren her dream kitchen with the exact appliances she wanted. Working with Myrnalyn, and she talking with my wife and getting everything set up, and here's what really stands up. Yesterday, they're delivering all the appliances, right? They had a mix-up from the truck. They brought the wrong oven. They were there and back with the right oven within like 40 minutes. You just don't get that from these big companies. That's why you want to be with a family-owned company. Myrnalyn hooked us up. They can do whatever services you need. They've been fantastic for us. I mean that sincerely. Better Services, B-E-T-T-A-R. You can go check out their showroom in Kensington. They've got all the brands you want, and they can give you same or next day delivery. They did that for us. They got everything done in one day. They hauled away all our old appliances. They couldn't have been more helpful. And listen, whatever you need done at your house, say you need little odds and ends, handyman work, or you want to redo a bathroom, redo your kitchen, call Better. They can do it all. BetterServices.com. That's BetterServices.com. B-E-T-T-A-R. You better get better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.